Satan likes to work in the dark. The Bible says that evil men like darkness because their deeds are evil. The devil likes to work under the cloak of darkness. He doesn't want to be discovered. He does not want you to know his real objectives. The Bible says that even his ministers would even disguise themselves as ministers of light. The devil's job is to tempt us, not only to tempt us, but to persuade us. When the Bible speaks of Jesus being led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, this word tempted could be translated tested. The Heavenly Father was going to test Jesus. No one gets through without a test. All things must be tested. The Bible says, try the spirits to see whether they be the right spirit or not. The word try means to test the spirits. Do they pass the acid test of the Word of God? The Bible says, then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You can find in Matthew the 4th chapter how that the devil came to the Lord after he had fasted for 40 days and said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus replied to him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. So the devil conceded on this point. But then in verse 6, the devil decided to do some scriptural quoting of his own. And he said to our Lord, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. And now the devil will quote from Psalms chapter 91 in verse 12. The devil says, it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they will bear you up, lest at any time you should dash your foot against a stone. So the devil tried his hand at quoting scripture. Can you imagine that? The devil quoting the written word to the living word. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know what the Word of God says? The devil will quote the scriptures to you. He will take them out of context. The devil and his ministers will take scriptural sound bites and quote them to you and try to persuade you that they are true as they are quoted to you. That discussion between Jesus and the devil was a case in which the devil was preaching his rendition of God's word. It was a case where he was preaching his doctrine, which is always wrong. We are to beware of any gospel other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, let any person who would preach any gospel other than the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. I'd like for you to listen to Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 16. The Bible says that when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. There is a difference between being possessed by a devil and having a sickness or disease. The Bible says there were many people there that were demon-possessed, and he cast those spirits out with his word, and then he healed the sick. And we find in Matthew the 9th chapter, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But I want to tell you today that God is available. Jesus is still walking among his church, and he is able to deliver us from whatever problem that may be plaguing us. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.